We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi in Chelek Aleph of Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Hanhagas Adam Baboker, which is we're in Siman Aleph, we're in the middle of Sif Aleph. The Ramah comments: Velo Yizbayesh Mipnei Bnei Adam Hamaligin Alav Avodas Hashem Yizbarach. One should not be embarrassed when people make fun of them because they're serving Hashem. They should not be embarrassed. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though they shouldn't be embarrassed with what they're doing, they should still not get into fights. They shouldn't fight with them. If somebody, you know, puts down a chumrah of yours, or somebody puts down any of your religious observance, you shouldn't get into a fight with them. Rather, just ignore their criticisms and continue on in your service of Hashem. There is a concept of yuara, which the poskim can point out, which is when you are doing something and it makes it look as though you're trying to look better than everybody else. Maybe a chumra, which is way above you, or something of that nature. One should consult the poskim as to what is considered yuara and what is not considered yuara. One interesting example that I just heard, which one should obviously consult a poskim regarding, is a certain poskim mentioned that when one buys a new house, there is a common halacha, which we'll see much later on in Chelek Vav, which is that you need to leave a space when building the house, l'zecher the chorban. But the halacha is that you do this when they used to put sid in their houses, they used to plaster their homes, so you would leave part of it unplastered in order to remember that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a question of how to perform that nowadays. So one posik suggested that since nobody does this nowadays when they buy a new house, build a new house, etc., maybe because we do not use the sid that they used to do, so maybe the halacha no longer applies. So since nobody in our areas really, at least in America, in most areas, nobody applies this halacha, so if somebody were to do that right when you walk into the house to leave a place unplastered, that might be considered yuhara. Even though there is a halacha to do it, since it is something which nobody does and they have a reason that they don't do it, maybe doing that and putting it in the face of others would be considered yuhara. One should consult a posik, as we said, when it is considered yuhara and when it is not. But one should not be embarrassed when performing avodas Hashem. They should be happy to do so, but once again, don't get into any fights about it. The Ramah continues, Gam b'hatznei aleches u'b'shachvo ha'mashkavo yeda lifnei mihu shochev u'miyad sheyer mishnaso yakam b'zrizas l'avodas boro yizbarach v'yiz'aleh. A person, even in his when he is in his bed, he needs to realize at all times that Hashem is in front of him and he is there to serve Hashem. So therefore, when he wakes up, he should wake up his rizus, he should jump up, all excited to go serve Hashem. And the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't really jump up, you should wait a little bit after you wake up, because it is not healthy to jump out of bed right when you wake up. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, a source in the Seder Hayom, that it is best to say, Moda ani lefanecha melecha v'kayim shechazarta b'nishmasi b'chemla rabba amunasecha. When you wake up, you should say these words, thanking Hashem for returning your neshama to you. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that there is no issue of saying this statement of thanking Hashem for returning your neshama to you, even if you have not washed your hands yet. You can say Moda ani right when you wake up and then wash your hands, because you're not saying Hashem Hashem at all in that which you are doing. However, if there's a Shem Hashem, you should not say Divrei Torah before you wash your hands. But as we saw earlier, the Mishnah Berurah says if you're stuck with no water, you should not push off your learning because you don't have any water. Rather, you should learn. And then when you find water, you'll be able to wash. But L'chadchila, you should wash before you learn Torah. However, Moda Ani is different because Shem Hashem is not mentioned. And this saying of Moda Ani will push off that getting up a little bit, and then you'll get up, and it will be healthy for you to get up at that point, Bizrizas, to go serve. Sif Beis, Hamashkim L'Hizchanein L'Fnei Boro, Yechavin L'Shoz Shemeshtanos HaMeshmaros Shehein B'Shlish Halayla, U'Lesov Shnei Shlishi Halayla, U'Lesov Halayla. A person should wake up at the certain times of the night, the beginning of each Mishmar, the beginning of the first third of the night, second third of the night, and the last third of the night, Shehatfili Yispalbos and Shos Alachurban Valagalos Ritzuya, because that is an opportune time to daven. That is when Hashem listens to Tfilos the most, says the Shulchan Aruch, and that is the appropriate time to daven about the Churban and the fact that we are still in Galos, to be Mitzayer on that fact, as we will see next in Sif Gimel tomorrow.